woman comes up and says, my son accepted Jesus when he was 12. But he's now 18, he's out of high school, and he's going to college, and he just moved in with a girl. And I understand he's going to all kinds of brawls and parties, and he's getting on drugs and all those kinds. And the preacher says, don't worry, he was saved when he was 12, he's okay. Is that right? He ain't okay, is he? What if he dies in that sin according to the word? He's in big trouble. Where's he going? Going to hell. But he got saved when he was 12. But he ain't walking in obedience to the word, is he? Now, is this scary? Somebody say, you have eternal security, once saved, always saved. I know that's what they're teaching. But is that what that just said?
No,
that's not what that said. Now, who are we going to believe? I'm going to believe the king. I'm going to tell you, if a mother comes in and she said, my son got saved when he was 12, but he's now in college, and he's living with a girl, and he's going out on these drunken parties and everything, is he okay? I'm going to say, no, he's not okay. He is definitely has fell off of the pathway to eternal life, and he's walking down there among the serpents and scorpions. Now then, what if he dies out there before he gets back on the path? Oh, that's exactly right. He goes to hell. You know, I've heard that scripture in Luke preached every way in the world except the way it's written. In Luke, the prodigal son. Have you ever heard that preached? This my son which was lost. This my son which was dead. Is that what the scripture says? That's what it says. He was lost. He was dead. I've seen Baptist preachers preach that and say, but he was okay. If he had died down there in the pig pen, he had still got to go home to be with God. But that's not what the word says. The word said the boy was lost. He was dead. And if he'd have died out there in the flesh, he would not have inherited the kingdom of God, because he was down there living in wild living, drunkenness, revelings, adultery, fornication, all the things of the world. He was out there having a good time. If he died in that, he's in big trouble. Big trouble. Usually what God does when that boy falls off of that pathway, if he was really his son, he tries everything to get him back on that pathway. He may walk through the serpents and scorpions and God keep them off of him for a while. He may sleep around with all kinds of prostitutes and all kinds of things. And then all of a sudden one day he realizes it, and maybe 5 years later, he's quit going to church and everything. And God says, okay, I have spoken to the boy again and again. I've sent men to him. You know, you're out there, you're living in that sin, and some young man walks up to you and says, hey, Bob, I hadn't seen you in church in a while. Oh, no, I'm out here sowing my wild oats. I'm having a good time. He said, well, you know, you need to stop sowing them wild oats and repent and come back to church. Oh, I got plenty of time. No problem. You ever hear those kind of things? Oh, yeah. And Bob's still healthy. You know, everything's good. He's still got a good job and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, he's telling you one day, you know, I had a terrible dream last night. It scared me. I was dreaming that I was walking along the edge of a cliff and the ground was crumbling under me. And when I looked down, there's people down there screaming and there was flames of fire. It petrified me. What was God trying to tell the boy? Yeah. I mean, you're walking on the edge of this thing. The dirt's crumbling under your feet. If you don't change your ways, you're fixing to step on a loose rock and you're going to fall into that. And they don't get it. And God says, if you don't get it, then I'll put sickness on you. But he says, in here, after he says what you shall not do, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit. If you're led by the Spirit of God is going to teach you how to walk in love. It's going to teach you to have joy, to have peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Now, that if you walk in obedience to His Word and you're led by the Spirit's going to make all those things come to life in your body. And you're going to be the lovingest, sweet guy they ever seen, or girl. You know, you're going to be a sweetheart. Everybody's going to like being around you. You know, now that when you open your mouth, you know, start saying, oh, isn't Jesus wonderful? Have you been to church? Well, they might not like you then. They might say, you know, I love being around this sweet girl. She's such a loving, joyful girl and everything. But every time she opens her mouth, she wants to know if I've been to church.
I do that a lot.
And the world don't want to hear that, do they? I don't want to hear this nonsense. So they give you lots of space. You know, I mean, every time I see her, she's talking about Jesus. Or every time I see him, all that guy talks about Jesus. You walk into a restaurant or whatever, and of course, Cheryl, she tells lots of people on me. She says, you know, it don't make any difference where we go. I mean, we walk up to pay out at the cashier. Thurman, the first thing he asks before he pays the check, do you know Jesus? Or we meet a girl or a guy on the street. He says, do you know Jesus? I mean, hey, I want them to know the best thing ever happened to me, don't you, Ray?
Absolutely.
Absolutely the best thing in the world. We want them to know. In fact, I got to tell you a story on this gentleman up here. I think he won't mind. He's from Connecticut. He come all the way down here from Connecticut to come to a healing school. But in about 2005 or 2006, he called a place here in Dallas to get some water from filters or something. And the guy he ordered was going to order from asked him, said, would you like some Christian teachings? And he said, no. He said, well, they're free. How about if I send you some for free? Oh, okay, send me a couple of them. They're free. So he said he got them, and they were my teachings. And when he listened to the first one, he thought, this is what I've been looking for all of my life. He was a Catholic. And he, although he went to Notre Dame High School and all that kind of stuff and graduated, here he is going to a good Christian school, but he ain't never read the Bible. No. Never read the Bible. Didn't know nothing about the Bible. So here's a guy talking about the Bible. This is what his spirit was looking for. He wanted to be fed the Word of God. So he began to listen. And of course, then he got born again. And when he got born again, it in 2006, it changed his life forever. And as he began to listen to our stuff, he called one day and said, I want three of every teaching you have in 2006. So we said, usually we only send six, you know, but for some strange reason, I just told Cheryl, I said, put him five of everything in there and send it to him. So she put a box together of five of every teaching we had, which I forget, how many boxes was that, Ray? Seven. Seven boxes of teachings. I mean, we sent him, he listened to every one of them, and some of them several times, and then he gave them to his friends, and he drove down here from Connecticut, and he told me that he said, your teaching has changed my life forever. I'll never be the same. And one of the things that he had told me before, he said, of course, he has his own little construction company, and he's got guys that work for him, and with backhoes and equipment and all kinds of stuff. And he says, one day we were out there and was having all kinds of trouble with the inspectors. The inspectors were just a regular little devil that day, all of them. And so he just went over and told the guys, okay, guys, let's stop, let's take our hats off, and let's pray, and let's ask God to soften those inspectors' heart. So he said, now see, he's never had learned how to pray until he learned what the Word of God says. So now then, he takes these men, they get over there, they pray a prayer of faith, asking the Lord, they all kneel down there together, take their hats off, and he prays a prayer, Lord, soften these inspectors' hearts. He said, Lord, we're not going to cheat none of them. We're going to do a good job. Everything's going to be perfect, but we don't want them to go beyond the normal call of duty and make life miserable for us because we want to get this job done. And so they prayed. And the next day, when the guys come out, they'd get through the job and call an inspector. He'd come look at it and say, that's perfect. You can cover it up. At the end of the day, the guy says, boss, we need to pray every day for these inspectors.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Now, what happens when you learn how to pray? When you really get saved and get on the pathway to eternal life and you really start praying in faith, is God there to answer your prayer? Does it have to be a prayer for healing? No, it can be a prayer about your business. God tells us in His Word to pray about everything, and in everything give thanks. And so that's something the church is not doing a very good job of doing. We're not praying over everything we do. So we need to start. You need to learn to pray over your food.
Yes.
You know, don't take any water, no food, no drink, no nothing, without blessing it in the name of Jesus. Everything should be blessed in the name of Jesus. And you've got to do everything in faith. I mean, believe it's done. Some people pray, and I say, you believe that that person's going to get healed that you prayed for? And now, see, that's the right answer. Someone said, well, I hope so. Maybe he will. There's no faith in that. Well, what scripture are you standing on? What scripture are you basing your faith on? Just like Sharon. When Sharon come to us 5 years ago or whatever, 5 or 6 years ago, whatever it was, I call her my basket case. Sharon had brain tumors. She had a problem with her arm that wouldn't work, a problem with her hip going out, and her back had been, and all kinds of problems. This girl was, she had things wrong with her, unbelievable thing. Here she is in her 40s and can't even drive a car. So somebody drives this girl to a healing school. Now, when she came up for prayer that first day, she said, "This is my first healing school. I have never heard the Word of God presented like this." But she says, Pastor, I want you to know I've been prayed for at least 100 times in my church and no results. I said, "Well, Sharon, first of all, your sickness is due to a sin." I said, "Have you repented of that sin?" I said, "How long have you had the problem with your back and all this stuff?" "About 30 years. I said, "So, okay, let's go back 30 years ago. How old were you about 30 years ago?" "About 18, 19. "Okay. I said, "What did you do at 18 or 19 that was sin?" "Oh, my gosh." She thought of a few things. I said, "Well, have you ever repented of those things?" "Oh, I guess I haven't." I said, "Well, then tell God you're sorry. He'll forgive you." So then she asked the Lord right there to forgive her for those sins that she had committed and asked him to forgive her. Now, do you believe he'll forgive you? Absolutely. If you don't, he won't. You know, you got to believe. She believed. I said, "Now then, what scripture did you use to base your faith on? What were you standing on?" "Well, we didn't have a scripture." I said, "And you see what you got." What did she get? Nothing. Been prayed over 100+ times and got nothing. God didn't say, "I watch over your word to perform it." He said, "I watch over whose word?" His word to perform it. So when you call him in remembrance of his promises, he said, "Oh, you found that. Oh, you've been digging in my word, have you? And you found a little golden nugget over there, one of my promises." And so we took a scripture and we stood on it. And then I said, "Sharon, nobody's ever prayed for you in faith. But I'm going to pray for you in faith. When I do, I'm going to guarantee you, now that you've repented, that the King of the universe is going to heal you." And I prayed for her, and Sharon Jones got healed.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Flesh and Spirit War Against Each Other," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.